This time last year, many people were ready to party. They were getting vaccinated, COVID rates were low, and officials said it was okay to shed your mask and gather with friends. That excitement came to a screeching halt after July 4th celebrations in Provincetown left more than 1,000 people with COVID. WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel joins us now from Cape Cod to look at what we learned from that outbreak and what this year's Independence Day will look like. Good morning, Gabriela.
Hi, good to be here.
I remember all the news stories about Provincetown last year. Can you remind us why was that outbreak so significant?
Yes. So as you know, Provincetown is a hub for the LGBT community, and the July 4th weekend often draws tens of thousands of visitors to a pretty small town. And last year, it was rainy, so people gathered indoors. Now, heading into that weekend, there were no cases in the area. A week later, the positive cases were rolling in, and that came as a big surprise. So Bronwyn McGinnis of the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard jumped into action. Her team traced how the virus spread using clues from its genetic code. She says what they learned is that fully vaccinated people could get infected, and maybe even more concerning, they could spread COVID at almost the same rate as the unvaccinated.
This was absolutely a key moment, a bit of a turning point, certainly in our thinking. I think there was a sense at that time that, you know, the worst of it was over. We were coming out of the pandemic, and it just showed us that there was more to come and the virus had more tricks up its sleeve.
And this prompted the CDC to reverse its guidance and recommend masking for vaccinated people in certain settings.
And at that time, the Delta variant was at play across the U.S. Did this outbreak play any role in driving that?
Remarkably, the answer is no. Delta did sweep the country, but not because of this outbreak. Now, about half of the people who were infected during those festivities were not from Massachusetts. They were from outside the state. And yet, McGinnis's team found no evidence that this particular strain spread much further. She calls it pretty incredible.
How did she think it stayed so contained?
So experts point to two things, Rupa. The first is a quick response from government, setting up testing sites, doing contact tracing, that sort of thing. And the second is that many people credit the LGBT community for its response, going to get tested, alerting friends who might have been exposed, isolating, quarantining. I spoke to State Senator Julian Sear. He was there that weekend and helped coordinate the response.
You know, this is not my community's first pandemic, right? This is the second pandemic of our era. The first, of course, being the HIV/AIDS pandemic. That kind of lived history really prompts us to be a community that seeks healthcare.
And even though some people felt blamed and shamed for this outbreak, they were still sharing their status. Now experts look at this as a case study for how to contain COVID.
Okay, 1 year later, we're heading into the July 4th weekend again. So what is the feeling in Provincetown now?
Well, I was just there, and the town is gearing up for big crowds. Hotels are booked up, restaurant reservations are filling, and there are some folks wearing masks, but not that many. Everyone from fishermen to cafe owners told me last year's outbreak ruined what they thought would be a record-breaking season. Here's Frank Christopher, who co-owns a restaurant and nightclub on the beach called The Club. He says even if his customers aren't thinking about COVID, he is.
I don't feel like the pandemic is anywhere in the rearview mirror. I see people still coming in with masks, and I feel that for every one customer that you see that comes in wearing a mask, there's 20 customers that are not coming out.
Some people told me the focus and some of the angst this summer is less about COVID and more about monkeypox. It's not common, but it's disproportionately affecting men who have sex with men. Business owners say the quarantine period could be a real problem for staffing, and local officials are trying to get out in front with education sessions and informational postcards. The hope is that lessons learned from last year's COVID outbreak will be useful in confronting yet another infectious disease.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thank you so much for looking into this again and joining us from the Cape.
Thank you.